Today is St. Patrick's Day, and some of us have a custom of wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, and we all celebrate the fact that there was a man named Patrick who did some really pretty wonderful things in the name of God. I want to tell you a story about Patrick. Now, we tend to think of Patrick, and we think of a country called Ireland, but he wasn't born there. He was born across the Irish Sea. He was born in England, in Britain. Hi, come on down and join us. He was born in Britain. Good, more and more. This is great. But there were some people who were looking for slaves, who were looking for people they could make work and not pay them. And they came over and they took Patrick and they took him to Ireland and they made him work for no pay whatsoever. He kept sheep. Well, he didn't know what he was going to do because he was far from home. He didn't know how to get home. These people had captured him and they were making him work and they weren't paying him anything. His life was pretty hard. Then one night he had a dream. And in the dream, someone appeared and said, "Arise and go, your ship is ready." What ship? He wasn't near the ocean. But he did. He trusted that dream. He started walking toward the sea, and sure enough, he came to a town, and there was a ship, and he got on the ship, and it took him back to England. Can't you just imagine? He said, "Whew, I'll never go to Ireland again." But he didn't. He studied to be a pastor, a priest, and then he went back to Ireland to the very people who had made him a slave to tell them about the love of God. Because you see, he knew how it felt to be among the least, among the slaves, the people who were ignored and pushed aside. And he wanted to help teach the Irish a better way, the way they should treat the least of these, because they too are Jesus' brothers and sisters and our brothers and sisters. Now, in the story I'm about to tell up here, I'm going to be talking about the least of these, Jesus' brothers and sisters. When I talk about that, just imagine Patrick, far from home, all alone, made to work, and yet still, when he got the chance, he went back to tell those very people about the love of God. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for your love and for people like Patrick who show us the way to show your love, even to those who aren't very nice to us. Be with us and help us, because we can't do this without your help. Help us to pay attention to and to love those who are the least of these, like Patrick was. With your help, we know we can. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.